The following is a discourse by Sri Srimad Gaur Govinda Swami Maharaj, courtesy of www.gopalju.org.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
Fifth canto.
Fifth canto.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Every year the plowman plows over his grain field, completely uprooting all weeds. Nonetheless, the seeds lie there, and not being completely burned, again come up with the plants sown in the field. Even after being plowed under, the weeds come up densely. Similarly, the grihastha ashrama, family life, is a field of fruitive activity. Unless the desire to enjoy family life is completely burned out, it grows up again and again. Even though camphor may be removed from a pot, the pot nonetheless retains the aroma of camphor. As long as the seeds of desire are not destroyed, fruitive activities are not destroyed. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Unless one's desires are completely transferred to the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the desire for family life continues, even after one has taken sannyasa. Sometimes in our society ISKCON, a person out of sentiment may take sannyasa, but because his desires are not burned completely, he again takes to family life, even at the risk of losing his prestige, disgracing his good name. These strong desires can be burned out completely when one fully engages in the service of the Lord in devotional service. This is unpalatable, isn't it? Not palatable, naked truth. Srimad Bhagavatam is most impartial shastra. Impartial shastra.
El Srimad Bhagavata es el shastra más imparcial.
It speaks of unpalatable truth, naked truth. Never looks at face of anybody. Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, Prabhupada Maharaj says, if all the books from the library of the world, books in all departments, all branches of knowledge, will be destroyed, there will be no harm, no loss at all, if only Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is there. But he says, so very weighty, valuable. Bhagavatam contains everything. For lakhs of lives, not one life or two lives, lots of lives, in this material world, the jiva is undergoing in lots of spaces. This material desire is so deep-rooted, is very deep-rooted. How can one be bound up? The plowman plows the field every year. Still, the seed of the woods inside, again he plows, again he sows seed, when there is one shower of rain, again that crops up. A dense jungle of bamboos, is there. Somehow, fire is set up, the whole bamboo jungle burnt up. Completely burnt up, finished. One may see, dense jungle was here, nothing was, the land is very clear. You understand? But his root, seed, is underneath the earth, is not burnt up. When one shower of rain will there, again it sprouts, Similarly, this material desire for this material enjoyment. Here it speaks the desire. For the enjoyment in family life, especially sex desire, is so strong. It is there in us and the jivas for lots of lives, not one life, two lives. You may take up sannyas, Prabhupada says, called the tridanda, kaya-danda, vag-danda, mano-danda, tridanda-dharana. Tridanda-dharana means what? Kaya-danda, vag-danda, mano-danda. Understand my language? Kaya, body, mind and speech. Kaya, vak, manasa. Body, mind and speech. Tridanda. And another was is there inside danda, that is atma-danda. It's also atma-danda. Four are there. That the sannyasi, Vaishnava sannyasi holds. Tridanda-dharana. What does it mean? That means completely, kaya vak manasa, body, mind and speech, completely dedicated to the lotus feet of Krishna. Do you understand? Completely dedicated, completely surrendered, and atma, soul also. That is holding tridanda. Seeing a tridandi sannyasi, one should immediately understand, it's completely dedicated, his body, mind, speech and soul to the lotus feet of Krishna. Not that only by holding a danda, one becomes sannyasi or jati. He develops Krishna prema. Unless he develops Krishna prema, holding danda, he cannot become jati or sannyasi. Jati. Do you understand? Jati means sannyasi. Unless one develops Krishna prema, this desire for material enjoyment, desire for the enjoyment in family life, especially sex desire, cannot be burned completely. You see, great jatis, great sannyasis, Vishwamitra Muni, Shauhari Muni, they underwent thousand years of severe austerity and penance. Vishwamitra Muni underwent 60,000 years of penance, austerity and penance. Achieved very wonderful yoga siddhi. By dint of his yoga siddhi, he could create a heavenly planet for King Trishanku. Yes, such wonderful. But what happened? Menaka came, heavenly prostitute, heavenly girl, dancer came, angel came, isn't it? Finished. Do you follow? He fell down with her. Do you understand? That means he has not controlled his mind. He has not controlled the desire, sex desire. His material desire is not burnt off. Though he had undergone 60,000 years of penance. That's the case with this Vishwamitra Muni. What can you do, you Kali Yuga person, Kali Yuga man? What sapasya? How long can you do? Your lifespan is so short. Then, what sannyaso? What type of sannyaso you take? More better sannyaso. Monkey-like. Monkey jumps from one branch to another. So, similarly, the Shauhari Muni underwent thousand years of very severe tapasya, penance, austerity. In the land, he found, Maya is attacking. So he entered into the water. Water of Jamuna. And underwent thousands of years of tapasya, very strict penance and tapasya. Still, Maya is there. Where is not Maya? This is material world, illusory world. Wherever you go, Maya is there. Will catch you up. So that is all the peace. True peace, we are engaged in sexual activity. His mind agitated. He got up from the waters, do you understand? Went to King Mandata, who had 50 daughters. 50 daughters, Very beautiful 50 daughters. And begged, give me one daughter, I'll marry. Mandata said, I am calling for the Swayamvara ceremony. So my daughters will choose their own husband. That's Swayamvara. So you may attain Swayamvara if the daughters, any daughter can choose you. But he is so old, thousand years old, the hairs on the head completely grey, white, tooth fallen, he's bent, and bones, inside, skins loose, looks ugly. Why a maiden young girl will choose such an old hardened person? So he thought of, why me, young maiden would choose me? I have no beauty, no youth. But he had such yoga shakti, such yoga shakti, and by dint of yoga shakti, he became completely a young man. He looked like Cupid, so beautiful. Yes. Then he sat in Swayamvara ceremony. All 50 daughters chose him. All 50. So he married 50 daughters of Mandata. Married 50 wives now. Then he enjoyed sex. 50 wives enjoyed sex so much. Still not satisfied. So at last he... repents. At last he repents. What he says, that is 9th canto Srimad Bhagavatam. Find out. 9651 verse. Sangam tyajet mithunapati nang mumukhyo sarvatmanano visrujyat bahirindriyani ekascharan rahasi chittam anantayise junjita tadvrati susadhu suchet prasanga. That is lamentation. He says at last that thing. So, there were in Bhagavatam so many instructions are there on this topic, 7th canto, Bhagavatam also will find, is 7:15:18 verse. Nada Muni says to Yudhishthira Maharaj, santushta kena varajan na vartyata api varina upastya deyo kakpunyad vuhopalayati janaha.
My satisfied person can be happy even with only drinking water. However, one who is driven by the senses, especially by the tongue and genitals, must accept the position of a household dog to satisfy his senses.
Household dog. Naked truth. Non-palatable truth. Again, you'll find it in there, 7th canto, 6th chapter, text 11 and 13. Prahlad Maharaj, Mahajana, says to his boyfriends, demoniac boyfriends, Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangang rahasyam ruchiranscha mantran sruhutsu tasneho sitasishunang kalakhanang anurakta chitam tejetko saskrud ivehamanam karmani lobhat abitrupta kama aupasthyajeham bahumanyamanam katham virajet durantam moha.
How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language, very pleasing to hear.
Mommy, Daddy. Broken language, Mommy, Daddy. Yes.
And their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words.
Oh, so sweet words.
How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father. And while living at her husband's house, she is always in his mind. Who could give up that association? Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture, and there are also animals and servants. Who could give up such comforts? The attached householder is like a silkworm, which weaves a cocoon in which he becomes imprisoned, unable to get out, simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue. One is bound by material conditions. How can one escape?
So there's the instructions of Prahlad Maharaj, the valuable instructions, so much attachment we have. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhava, think of me constantly, always. Put me, keep me in your mind. All beautiful Krishna, how beautiful he is. Kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesa sobham, whose beauty far excels that cross of cupids. So beautiful. So keep me in your mind, think of me always, constantly, day and night, 24 hours. Because our stupid mind is doing that thing, is thinking of Krishna. Not thinking of Krishna. What do you think? Sutamita ramani rachinta. Things of the wife. Kadham priyaya anukampitaya. Prahlad Maharaj says. Kadham priyaya anukampitaya. Sangangrahasyam rutiranstra mantraam. Sustasneha sita sisuna. Parakhana anurakta chitam. He never thinks of Krishna. Stupid mind. So beautiful. Whose beauty far excels that cross of cupids. If you can see the beauty of Krishna, if your eye sees such beauty of Krishna, will it look at ugly with Maya? What beauty is there in Maya? The ugly witch! Are Baba. How can one see? Therefore it is said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, kiva kaj se nayane, kiva kaj se nayane, What is the value? What is the utility of that eye that cannot see such beautiful form of Krishna? That cannot see such beautiful form of Krishna? What is the utility of that eye? Kivakasyanayane. Kodukottar mundi bajo. Let Indra, throw his thunderbolt on his head. Let him finish. It's sort of like that. So, the stupid mind is not thinking of Krishna, thinking of his Sutamita Ramani, his wife, son and daughter. Prahlad Maharaj says, my wife's face, so nice, so beautiful. Her laughings, her jokings, so beautiful, so nice. Always my mind thinks of that thing. How can I think of Krishna? My kids are there, small boys, girls, broken languages, they started just speaking. Daddy, mommy, so sweet. mind is always remembering. That comes to my mind. How can I think of Krishna? Impossible, impossible. Verse also we are reading, Aupasthadeham bahumannamana katham virajante duranta moha. Was so much addicted. So much addicted to this, especially two senses, upastha deva, tongue and genital. Tongue and genital, upastha deva, humbhumunyumana. So much addicted to this, two senses, upastha and deva, tongue and genital, always thinks of how to give enjoyment to the palate, and to genital. So much addicted. How can he give up that thought? He thinks so. Why I have accepted the wife? Why have I accepted the wife, married? For these two purposes. Yes, she will give enjoyment, pleasure to my tongue and to my genital. Yes, for these two purposes. Yes, I have accepted the wife. Yes, she will prepare. She will cook nice food, prepare nice dishes, feed me, isn't it? Sitting beside me, my dear husband, yes, taste it, how it is? Very nice, very nice. sitting beside, fanning, and giving something. I have put this thing, a nice food today. You taste it, how is it? Oh, very nice. So, seasoning for this, giving pleasure to my palate and to my genital. That means that person is so much addicted to sense enjoyments, especially two senses, palate, tongue and genital, you understand? Thinks that wife, we say, is object of enjoyment, yes. She has come to give me enjoyment. How can I give up her thought and think of Krishna? Impossible. Other words, we have not put Krishna in the platform of love. We have not put Krishna in the platform of love. Therefore, our stupid mind cannot think of Krishna. Krishna is the only object of love. But instead of putting Krishna in the platform of love, we have put this body and body relations, especially the wife, son, daughters, in the platform of love. Stupid mind thinks of Samita Ramani Chinta, thinks of the wife, sons and daughter instead of thinking of Krishna. So it is said, this verse says especially, unless one develops Krishna prema, the desire for the enjoyment in family life, especially such desire, cannot be burned complete. This enjoyments here, material world, the sex enjoyment is considered the best type of enjoyment. Yes. Sex enjoyment is considered the best type of enjoyment here. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, the seventh chapter, canto, Bhagavatam, ninth chapter, see what he says about the sex enjoyment. Janmaithunadi grahamedi sukham hi tuchyam kanduyenan karoyer eva dukkha dukham trupyanti nehakrupana bahu dukkha vaja kanduti vena manasi ja visaheta dhira.
Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch. Grihamedis, so-called grihasthas, who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of happiness, although actually it is a source of distress. Kripanas, the fools who are just the opposite of brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment. Those who are dhira, however, who are sober and who tolerate this itching, are not subjected to the sufferings of fools and rascals.
So he says, what is this? Prahlad Maharaj speaks about the sex enjoyment. Maithunadi gromedi sukhani tuchyam kanduyenan karoyereva dukha dukham tuppyanti nehakrupana bahu dukha vaja kanduti van manasi jam visayeta dhira. This maithuna sukha, the sex enjoyment is, what to say, tuchyam, very, very insignificant. Very, very insignificant. Tucham. Kanduyana. What is like that? Gives example. Kanduyana and karayana iva dukha dukha. Itching. Kandu roga. Has just started. Beginning. It's very nice to rub it. Oh, very nice, very nice. very pleasing. But consequently, big boils come out. So much pain. Oh, day and night. Cannot sleep. But beginning, very pleasing. Oh, very nice, very nice. But consequently, so much pain. This sex enjoyment is like that. It brings so much unlimited misery, unlimited misery it brings. You understand? It brings out. But in the beginning, very pleasing. Therefore, Gita, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, Jehi sanspada bhoga dukkha jono yehi bhate adyanta banta kuntaya nauti suramati buddha. This sanspada bhoga, this sense enjoyment, is just fleeting pleasure. Fleeting, temporary, very short time, consequence is unlimited misery. Yes, unlimited misery. So one is really learned, Buddha, Pandit. He will never run after it. With consequences, unlimited misery, is it very good?
No good.
is just in the beginning, little, just little, fleeting pleasure and consequences and limited vision. Those are real pundits learn it. Those understand this thing, they'll never run after it. Yes, Gita says. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj says, Tripyanti nehakrupana bodhukha bhaja. Kanduti vana manasija visai chandra. Such krupanas, maijas. They are never satisfied. They are never satisfied. Though, they have been getting so much unlimited miseries, unlimited sufferings. Still, they are not satisfied. It's very difficult to tolerate this sex horse. Very difficult to tolerate this sex horse. And who tolerates? Kanduti vana manasija visai tadhira. My dear devotees. What it says?
Kanduti vana?
Manasija visai tadhira.
Kanduti vana, if one can learn from such itching, manasijam, which is simply a mental concoction, actually there's no such happiness, visahita, and tolerate such itching, then dhira, he can become a most perfect sober person.
Who is dhira? Who is my dear devotee? Premi bhakta. Only he can tolerate this sex arts, otherwise nobody can tolerate. And Rupa Goswami says, in Upadeshamrita, vācha vega manasa krodha vega udara upastha vega etan veganja visaheta dhira samagramang pradivyangsa sisya. Only he can accept disciple throughout the world. Who can tolerate the six types of objects? Krodha vega, manasa, vācha vega, udara upastha vega. Etan veganja visaheta dhira sa dhira. He is dhira. He is undisturbed, remains undisturbed, in spite of all these things. You have read and speak.
The sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak, the mind's demands, the actions of anger, and the urges of the tongue, belly, and genitals, is qualified to make disciples all over the world.
All over the world. As long as a grihastha, gruhamedhi, we say, gruhamedhi, isn't it? Gruhamedhi? As long as a gruhamedhi, a so-called gruhastha, gruhamedhi, has accepted his wife as object of enjoyment, he has come, she has come to give me enjoyment, especially two senses, tongue and genital, he cannot develop Krishna bhakti, cannot develop pure bhakti, no, he cannot. Krishna is the only object of love. Krishna is the only enjoyer. Jiva is not enjoyer. Jiva cannot be enjoyer. Bhuktaram, angi sarvajagyanam, bhuktaram. Krishna has said that thing repeatedly. Do you understand? Gaurakishwadas Babaji Maharaj says, one of his followers, Sambhu Babu, got himself married, accepted wife. So he came to see Gaurakishwadas Babaji Maharaj. So, one of his devotees said, Maharaj, Sambhu Babu has come and he is married now. He has accepted a wife. Gaurakishwara Babaji Maharaj says, bhalo hela, very good, Sambhu Babu, you are married, but you should understand, who is your wife? She is Krishna Dasi, she is maid servant of Krishna, she is mean for the enjoyment of Krishna, not for your enjoyment. You are not enjoyer. She is Vaishnavi. She is Vaishnavi. She is Krishna Dasi. She is me for the enjoyment of Krishna, not for your enjoyment. You are not enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. Do you follow? So every day you should pay obeisances to her and take her remnants. That instruction.
Y le dijo que, y esa instrucción, y le dijo que todos los días, por la, todas las mañanas, le ofrece.
Every day, getting up early in the morning, pay obeisance. Alapadaruvescha, kripa sindhuvasa, patidanam pavanebhyo, vaishnavabhyo. This is Vedic etiquette. Those are devotees. Means gruhi vaishnava. Householder, vaishnava. Is gruhastha, householder, vaishnava. Both husband and wife. Are vaishnava, vaishnavi. Understand my language? They Every day, early in the morning, they will get up and pay obeisances to each other. Yes. The husband will pay obeisances to wife because he is Vaishnavi. Wife will pay obeisances to husband because he is Vaishnavi. Yes. And they are all, both of them are meant for giving enjoyment to Krishna. So the Grihastha should give up this mentality. Mentality of enjoyment that the wife is the object of my enjoyment. You should give up that mentality. No. She is meant for the enjoyment of Krishna. Krishna is the only enjoyer. You should give up that mentality and develop this mentality. As long as he has not developed this mentality, he cannot develop Krishna bhakti, pure bhakti, cannot develop. So this is our instruction. Many instructions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In ninth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll see, King Jajati, Jajati Devadani, it is said, Jajati says, you see, Jajati Maharaj, he married the daughter of Shukracharya Devadani. Then, Sarmista, daughter of Bali Maharaj's father, Vrushaparva. Is Vrushaparva's daughter, daughter of Vrushaparva is Sarmista. Sarmista went with her as her maid servant. And Sarmista was also very beautiful. She went thousands of beautiful girls and maid servants. Jajati Maharaj fell in love with Sarmista. The Devadani reported it to her father, Shukracharya. Then Shukracharya got angry and cursed. You become old and invalid. Old and invalid, lose your youth. So she became old and invalid. Then old and invalid, so she cannot enjoy. His daughter, Devadani, again said, oh, this is a curse to me. My husband cannot give me enjoyment, isn't it? So then it is a curse to me. So again, requested her father, oh, father, this is a curse to me. My husband became old and invalid. What shall I do? Then father thought of, oh, but this is a curse, it cannot be undone. So, oh, this can be exchanged. If someone will take his old age and give him his youth, again he can enjoy. Jajati Maharaj had many sons, young sons. He requested, oh, will you take my old age and give your young youth to me? All the people, why? I think I'm old. Everybody denied. But his youngest son, Puru, agreed. He exchanged. Puru gave his youth to his father, Jajati, and accepted father's old age. So Jajati again became young and enjoyed for hundreds of years. Still, couldn't be such. Jajati Maharaj at last said, he gives Salilokyu. Salilokyu means, you understand? His own speaking. From his own experience. Salilokyu. Jatpathibhyam brihijavam hiranyam pasavastriya nandrihanti manapritiṁ punsa kāma hatasyate. This is 9th canto, 19th chapter, 13th verse.
Person who is lusty cannot satisfy his mind, even if he has enough of everything in this world, including rice, barley, and other food grains, gold, animals, and women. Nothing can satisfy him. He quoted this in Bhuvaneshwar.
Yes. If he gets all the women in the world to enjoy such lusty person, will not be satisfied. Next verse says, Najatu kama kama nang upabhogi na samyati avisa krishna patmeva bhuyo ivavi vaddati.
As supplying butter to a fire does not diminish the fire, but instead increases it more and more. The endeavor to stop lusty desires by continual enjoyment can never be successful. In fact, one must voluntarily cease from material desires.
Yes, most important verse. If you pour ghee into blazing fire, it will never be extinguished. It becomes more ablaze, and says, give more ghee, more ghee, more ghee. Similarly, you give enjoyment to your senses and thinking, oh, yes, my senses want enjoyment, so I'll give them enjoyment, they'll be satisfied. Then there will be no more. But the more you give enjoyment to your senses, more they demand. Yes, give more, they'll never be satisfied. This is the most important verse, do you understand? So, the person who is intelligent and wise If he wants real happiness and blissfulness and peacefulness, he should voluntarily cease. What do you say?
Stop.
These activities of sense enjoyment. Is it easy thing? No, voluntarily easy. Stop. He may artificially pause only. I'll take up sannyas, I'll hold danda. Artificially posing, Baba, inside. It is there. Prabhupada said that thing. Yes. Desires are not burned completely. Again takes the family life. Sometimes in our society is called person out of sentiment may take sannyas, but because his desires are not burned completely, he again takes to family life, even at the risk of losing his prestige and disgracing his good name. Was taken up sannyas, do you understand? Taken up tridanda. That means what? He had dedicated body, mind, speech, soul, everything at lotus feet of Krishna for his enjoyment, no more personal enjoyment. That means he has given up all these desires. No more material desire, no more desire for sense enjoyment, he has given up. It is says in another verse, 11th can say, Bantasi, he has vomited. Vomited all nasty things, vomited. But again, such person, sannyasi, his desires are not burnt up. So he throws his danda, again holds a woman. That means he licked up. The vomited stopped. But he vomited again, he lived up. Therefore, Prabhupada says, even the risk of losing his prestige and disgrace, is a good name. He is a sannyasi, tridanda sannyasi. People are paying respect. What is now? What prestige is now? Oh, he licked up the vomited stuff. He vomited, again licked it. Still he does. Because his material desires are not completely burnt up. It is inside. And it is very difficult to harlot these arts. Sexual arts. Unless you develop Krishna prema, you cannot tolerate. No.
To this.
For it's a kama krishnarpani. You have this lusty desire. Then offer it to Krishna. Oh Krishna, please take it up. Take it up, all from me. You understand? What is that? Seventh canto, I think, Prahlada Maharaj. Lord Nrisimhadeva offered boon to Prahlada Maharaj. Asked for the boon. What he asked? What boon he asked? Understand? What boon he asked?
Yes,
he said, all right, I don't want any boon, but Bharadhar Sabha, but best to give her a boons, Bharadhar Sabha. Best to give her a boons. If you want to give me boon, please give me this boon, that at any moment, at any time, this material desire will never crop up in my heart. Please give me this boon. Jadijasya simi kaman varangstum Bharadhar Sabha kamanang hudimi roham baba tastu bruni varam.
O my Lord, best of the givers of benedictions, if you'd only bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray to your Lordship that in the core of my heart there be no material desires.
Because this desire, lusty desire, is so deep-rooted, very, very deep-rooted. As long as you have not developed Krishna prema, it is not burnt, it will never be burnt. Yes, that's the only means to burn this lusty desire, this desire for sense enjoyment. Again, Dadati Maharaj, verse is there in 9th canto. He says this thing. Jadastya jadrumati bhir jijyato jana jijyati. Tantrasnam dukhani vahang sarma kama dhutam teje. This is 9th canto.
For those who are too attached to material enjoyment, sense gratification is very difficult to give up.
Very difficult to give up. It's not easy thing. Yes.
even when one is an invalid because of old age, one cannot give up.
He's going to die. Going to die. Such invalid or he's going to die. He's on the threshold of death. Still, he has desire for enjoyment. Yes.
Even when one is an invalid because of old age, one cannot give up such desires for sense gratification.
Mm.
Therefore, one who actually desires happiness must give up such unsatisfied desires.
Mm.
You said we should say immediately.
Immediately, yes.
Which are the cause of all tribulation.
His senses are completely weak. He cannot enjoy. Because senses are completely weak, he cannot enjoy. Still, he has desire. This desire is so deep-rooted. There is a story. Maharaj, this Mughal Emperor Akbar, huh? Famous emperor, huh? Mughal Emperor Akbar, he had in his court Birabala, who speaks very funny stories, makes Akbar laugh. Yes, gorgeous stuff. So once that Birabala told this thing, this what we read, says, "Oh, Emperor Akbar, you know, the man, very, very old man, invalid, going to death. Still, he wants to enjoy. He has this desire for enjoyment. He has not given it up." Akbar said, "No, I cannot believe it. I can't believe it. He's such old man, is invalid completely, going to die. He has? Oh, yes. But no, I cannot believe it. All right, test. We'll prove it. Will you prove it?" "Oh, yes, I will prove it." Then Birabala said, "Find out the oldest person in your empire. Will let us go to him." So such a person was found out. The oldest person. Is going to die. He's in deathbed, lying. He cannot move. He cannot get up. Lying. Do you understand? Such person was found out. Then Birabala said, "All right, we'll go there." Birabala said, "You will go, I'll go, and we'll take your youngest daughter, maiden, very beautiful, young daughter. We'll take her with us. She should put on nice sarees, nice ornaments, decorate herself very nicely, look very beautiful. She would go with her. Three of us will go." The three of us then went there, and information, message was sent to that person. Badshah Akbar was coming to meet you. That person thought, "Oh, Badshah Akbar is coming to meet me. Why? I'm going to die. I'm such an old man. Oh, I lied. It's very good fortune, my good fortune. Badshah Akbar is coming to meet me." So three of them went there. He was lying on the cot bed, his bed, you understand? Invalid completely, going to die. Akbar and Birabala stood this side of the cot, and they made the young daughter of Akbar stand on the other side of the cot. And that old man didn't look at Badshah Akbar. He looked at his daughter. Then Birabala said, "You see, he's not looking at you. Look at your daughter." You see, such a person has also desire. It's so deep-rooted, so deep-rooted. You cannot root it out as long as you have not developed Krishna prema. Strong desires, sense enjoyment can burn out completely when one fully engages in the loving service of the Lord. That when one develops Krishna prema. Without that, never be burned. In 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, you find so many instructions are there, very valuable instructions. Krishna gives instructions to Uddhava. That instructions, valuable instructions. 11th canto, you have 11th canto, 10th chapter. These are very valuable instructions Krishna gives to Uddhava. He says, "Dayapatyo grohkhitro sudhamam dravinadisu udasina samam pasyan sarveshwar thamivatmana." You have? "Dayapatyo grohkhitro sudhamam dravinadisu udasina samam pasyan sarveshwar thamivatmana." That means, who is my devotee, dear devotee, bhakta? He has developed equal vision, samadarshi. So he should develop equal vision. See, his wife, his griha, home, heart, son, landed property, kids and kin, wealth, everything belongs to Krishna. These are all perpendicular for Krishna's enjoyment. he should develop that vision and see in that angle. So he'll develop such detachment, vairagya, and he'll remain completely indifferent to all these things, completely indifferent. He asked to me, 11th canto, 14th chapter, 29th verse, instruction, Krishna's instruction to Dhava. Srinang, Sri Sanginang, Sangam, Chaptva, Durata, Atmava, Heme, Vivikta, Asina, Sintayam, Mang, Adandritaha. Krishna says, one who is really a conscientious person, he will give up the association of women and person who are too much attached to women, Trisangi, and will become fearless and stay in a very solitary place and only meditate on me. 17th chapter, 33 verse, says, Srinam nirikhyana sparsa sanglapa khvelana dikam prani no mithuni bhuta na gruhastha grastyajat. He says, except gruhastha, who is brahmachari, vanaprasthi, and sannyasi. You understand? All of them, except gruhastha, should not look at any woman, touch a woman, should not talk with a woman, should not cut any joke with a woman, even should not look at any animals engaged in sex activity. Then 56th verse says, the 7th chapter, Jastva sakta matir gehe putra bhiti sunatura strayana krupana dhirmudho mamaho midi badhyade. But a grosta, householder, who is a gromedhi, who is very lusty person, no intelligence, almost intelligence lost, he develops this attachment to his griha, home and heart, his wife, son, daughter, I and mine, this is mine, mine, moho is completely deluded, and he is very tightly bound up with this bondage, material bondage. He speaks of growth. Previous verse he spoke brahmachari, vanaprasthi, sannyasi, except grihastha. Now he speaks of grihastha. Jastva sakta metir gehi putra bhiti sunatura straina krupana dhirmudha mamahamiti badhyate. A grihastha, householder, who is very attached, who is a very lusty person, is very attached, his intelligence is completely lost because of this excessive attachment to home and heart, to his wife, son, daughter, material wealth, saying, all this belongs to me, I am the proprietor, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine, ang and mama, I and mine, he has developed, he's completely deluded, and his material bondage is very tight. 11th canto, 26th verse, 3rd verse says, Krishna's instruction to Uddhava, Sangam na kurjyad asadhaṁ sishnu dharatrubhaṁ kosit, tasyānu gastamasyandhe pasatyandhānu gandhavāt. That means, Krishna says, one should not associate with a person and persons, those who are very much attached to the enjoyment of this, especially two senses, sishna udara, tongue and genital. Understand me? Tongue and genital, belly and genital. Do you follow? One should not associate with such person or persons. If he associates with such persons, then he will go to the darkest region of hell. Understand? So many instructions are there. So I'll quote only two verses from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, though many courses, many quotations are there. It's unlimited. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he said, Jadabadhi mama cheta, this is famous verse, Prabhupada quotes this verse. Jadabadhi mama cheta krishna padaravinde nava nava rasadha manyu dhatarantu maasit tadabadhi vata nari sangame smadjamane bhavati mukhavikara sustu nishti valancha.
Since I have been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Krishna, realizing ever new pleasure in Him, whenever I think of sex pleasure, I spit at the thought and my lips.
This thought comes immediately. The lips will be curled and
I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste.
Yes. Alas, oh Supreme Lord Krishna, if someone can develop a very little attraction towards you, a little love towards you, how he'll be attached to this nasty body, metal body, do you understand? Which contents flesh, which contents mucus, bile, air, stool, urine, bones, nasty things, and outside the skin, on the covering of the skin, how will be attached to it? If it develops a little attachment, little rapier, love towards you, how can he do it? Understand my language? That means, if someone cannot develop Krishna prema rati, therefore Bhaktivinoda sings, I have sung, but I have no time to sing. Bhaktivinoda song is there. Krishna rati vina jivanato vrutha. Krishna rati vina jivanato vrutha. Your life is useless if you cannot develop Krishna rati. Krishna prema. Then rati means prema, love. And here Prabhupada says, without development of this love, this desire cannot be burnt out, this deep-rooted. Understand?
You said he will stay now.
No, you can't say this. You cannot replace yourself for me.
Krishna prema is more important than that.
Yes, but this Krishna prema, the Krishna Yama Mastery magazine is waiting for me there to distribute it. And it's 1 week now.
No, I said I got only one verse, I stopped it.
But you can continue.
English,
English.
All right.
Then we'll make arrangements to...
Yeah, spend the time.
No, I'll speak, continue in the evening.
Oh, in the evening?
Yes, evening. Evening. I have enough. I have enough. I say I speak 6 hours.
We've heard you speak on the same topic, Guru Maharaj. I have notes of maybe another 50 verses quoted different from these verses.
Yes, different. Many verses.
Same topic.
Many verses. <Yeah. laughs> So this verse you speak. You speak.
I have one question. If you allow me to ask you one question.
Yes.
Is there any mention in any sastra that if a sannyasi falls down, he cannot again take sannyas, or in this lifetime?
No. Why, sir? He has licked up the vomited stuff. Why you begin about it? Nasty person. That instance is there. Mahaprabhu inflicted punishment on Chota Haridas. Understand? What fault he had? He had no fault at all. Mahaprabhu said, Vairagya hoya kare prakruti sambhasana. Dekhyana paru amitahar bodhana. Becoming a Vairagi. Understand? Vairagi jati. He talked with a woman. I won't see his face. So strict. Mahaprabhu is so strict. Chota Haridas went to Madhavi Dasi, an old woman. And Madhavi Dasi is very dear. Dear to Mahaprabhu. Those were 3.5 persons. Two and a half persons, very intimate to Mahaprabhu. Who are they?
Ramananda
Rai? No. 3.5.
Yes. Chicken,
heating,
sister.
No. 3.5 persons, not 2.5, 3.5 persons. Raya Ramananda, Swarupananda, Sikhi Maiti. And Sikhi Maiti's sister, Madhavi Dasi. Because woman, she is half, not one. Yes, woman means half, not one. Man is one. Do you understand? Swarupananda, Raya Ramananda, Sikhi Maiti. And his sister, Madhavi Dasi. These 3.5 are very intimate to Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? So, Sotohardas went to Madhavidasi to get nice rice. She had nice rice. Bhagavan Acharya sent him. Bhagavan Acharya has invited Mahaprabhu for prasad, isn't it? So he wanted to cook nice anna, prepare nice rice, very nice scented. Who had? Oh, Madhavidasi had. So he told Sotohardas, you go and get some rice. For that purpose he went and he got some rice. And he cooked, Mahaprabhu came and ate. Mahaprabhu knows everything. He is all-knowing, he is in the heart. Antarjami. Oh, yet, oh, very nice. This anna, rice is very nice. Where do you get this rice? Mahaprabhu asked. Oh, from Madhavidasi. Who had gone there to get rice? And Sotohardas, immediately. Vairagya haiya kore, prakriti sambhasana, dekhyana paru amita harvadana. Becoming vairagya, talked with a woman. I won't see his face. I won't see his face completely. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu is so strict. Then what he did? Oh, Mahaprabhu won't look at my face. I cannot go to Mahaprabhu. I cannot serve Mahaprabhu. My life is useless. All Vaishnavas, very dear Vaishnavas, dear devotees of Mahaprabhu, requested Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu, please forgive him, forgive him. He had no fault. Mahaprabhu got angry. If you again request me, you won't see me here. I'll leave this place. So I'll become afraid. I'll become afraid. Yes. And then Sotohardas waited. For 1 month, Mahaprabhu is not excusing him, not listening to anybody. Then what he did? He went to Tribeni Sangama, Prayag, three rivers. Meet, confluence of three rivers, Ganga, Jamuna, Saraswati, jumped there and drowned himself, committed suicide. Understand? This Mahaprabhu has set up this example, Baba. Where it is? Again take up sannyasa? Again the committing stuff?
Kumisha, I heard you once tell a story about one sannyasa disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta, fell down and he wanted to come back.
Yes. He wanted to come back. Bhaktisiddhanta rejected him. And he cried. And he wanted to come back. Then Bhaktisiddhanta thought, all right, if you want to come back, sit at the gate. You can enter into the compound. Understand? Sit at the gate. And sit there day and night, summer season, rainy season, winter season, all throughout the year, all season. Sit there. Yes, tolerate the scorching heat of the sun, and tolerate the torrential rain, biting cold, everything. Sit at the gate. And when the Vaishnavas, bhaktas are coming to the temple, pet dandavat. Take the dust, do it for 1 year constantly. Then I will consider your returning. Understand me? It's so strict.
So he gave him sannyas again?
No sannyas. He just enter into the temple. No more sannyas. No more sannyas. But why Mahaprabhu did like that? If Mahaprabhu allowed this thing, do you understand? Then what would not have taken place? Mahaprabhu didn't allow this thing. Still, what is going on now?
To take sannyas, yeah. If one takes sannyas and still has material desires, then he becomes a disturbance. A disturbance.
What Prabhupada said in ISKCON, going on? Sentiment out of sentiment, taking sannyas again, taking family life. So is Prabhupada happy with it?
No.
And then?
So why Prabhupada gave sannyas so early to some disciples if he knew that? I think he knew they were going to fall down.
Are Baba, shall I speak?
Yes.
It's very unpalatable. It will be very unpalatable if I speak.
Can you digest it? Huh?
Yes. So, I want to know the truth.
Prabhupada gave sannyas because his society expanded so much.
Yes.
Managers required. How can it be managed? So, sannyasi means topmost ashram. What sannyasi say, all will hear and obey. The sannyasis can control, manage. Do you understand?
Yes.
Others cannot manage such big societies expanded throughout the world. Therefore, that's one reason. That's one reason he gave sannyas. Second reason, all right, this person has no qualification. He is not fit now. Still, he awarded. He is a senior devotee. He has managing capability. So, I give him sannyas. But when he gives sannyas, what is your duty? He is so merciful. He is very merciful. Wonderfully merciful. You are not at all worthy. Still, he awarded you. What is your duty? You should have duty. Do you understand? Yes, I am not worthy. I am not a qualified person, but my Guru is so merciful, he awarded me this thing. So I now should qualify myself, yes. Otherwise, how can I keep up this prestigious position? What word Prabhupada used? Losing all their prestige.
Good name.
Good name. They again catch up woman, you see. How can I continue in this prestigious position? How can I keep it up? I must qualify myself. Otherwise, it will be so nasty. Thereby I will bring what? I will bring bad name to my guru also. You should think of that thing, yes. What people say, oh, Bhaktivedanta Swami is sannyasi shishya, did like that. Is not a bad name? Are you not bringing all this ill fame to your guru? You should be conscious of that thing. No, I should not do such thing. That rule, my guru will be pinned. Understand?
Another point is that in our society, we see that women and devotees, female devotees, and we mix so intimately.
But you should be careful if you are serious about your spiritual life.
Yeah, but why we don't make a special arrangement that we can fall in love?
Are Baba.
I mean,
special arrangement there, but in Western country you cannot make such thing. Western country means what? Premixing is there. You cannot make such thing. So, but you should have to develop Krishna prema. You should change your outlook, your vision. That is needed. We see, she is Krishna Dasi. She is Krishna Dasi, isn't it? As soon as one sees a woman, this lusty desire develops. It's quite natural. Quite natural. Do you understand? It's not unnatural. Therefore, in Sanskrit, one of the words, synonym is Josit. Josit, Sanskrit, Josit, woman. Josit means the object of enjoyment. Object of enjoyment, literally meaning woman. As soon as one person, man, sees woman, immediately the lust is that object of enjoyment. I'll enjoy her. But what is instruction for us? Chanakya Pandit gives instruction, moral instructions, niti vakya. Matruvata paradaresu. Matruvata paradaresu, isn't it? Look at dara, women, wives of other person or women, as your mother. Seeing your mother, can you develop lusty desire? Mother. So matruvata paradaresu. Look at all women except your wife as your mother. That vision should be developed. He gave, Chanakya Pandit gave moral instruction, niti. Prabhupada quotes very often, Chanakya Pandit. Good niti is good moral instructions. But what is our Vaishnava philosophy? Krishna Dasi. She is Krishna Dasi. She is mother. She is Krishna Dasi. As soon as you see a woman and the lusty desire develops in Europe, immediately you should remember, no, Mata, his mother. She is mother and she is Krishna Dasi. She is meant for enjoyment of Krishna, not for me. Oh, stupid mind, don't think. Therefore I was going to sing that song. Prabhupada.
Tonight.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur song. Do you understand? So many things are there.
Guru Maharaj, you're explaining that unless one is completely burnt up with material desire.
Yes, completely burnt up. Silently. Unless you develop Krishna prema, never be completely burnt up. It is there. Krishna Rathibina Jivana Tumi Chahe. That Bhakti Vinod Thakura song, that song. Bhajare Bhajaramana Tumi Yati Manda. That song is there. Bhajan Bina Gokti Naire. That song I was going to sing. I'll sing in the evening.
So, what is the minimum qualification for taking sannyas? Is it Krishna prema? Or at Nishtha it says that the material desires, they're burnt, but still the seeds are still there. And Krishna prema, then the seeds are removed.
Yes, burnt. Completely burnt.
Completely burnt. So
yes.
Really, one should not take sannyas until one has attained Krishna prema.
Yes, unless it develops. It is not complete, unless it develops minimum percentage. Do you understand? It develops. Because Krishna is the only object of love. Yes. Krishna is the only object of love, Baba. Develop complete Krishna consciousness. It's complete Krishna consciousness. Then he can take sannyas, otherwise not. Then after taking of sannyas, what will happen, you know? We are experienced persons. We are experienced persons, I am not speaking theoretically, no. I have experience. I was a householder. 25 years family life. I had 7 children. 4 sons, 3 daughters. So many children were there. I have all this experience. Then I gave up, left home, and to take up sannyas. I am completely paid up, I am. You see, I was completely paid up. And from very boyhood, I had attraction towards Krishna. And that gopality is my heart. Do you understand? Yes, from very boyhood. But when I take up sannyas, what happened, you know? Maya will become very furious towards you.
Really?
Yes. And so her last snare, do you understand? And she will try to catch you up with her last snare. She will become so furious and agitate in such a way, you cannot tell it. Do you understand? Yes. The day I took up sannyas, that came to me. Oh, what is this? What is this, Baba? So much agitation coming. Maya is attacking so heavily. I felt so. Maya became so furious. If you have strength, then you can conquer Maya. Otherwise, no.
When you, before taking sannyas, you do some penitence after?
You do some?
I am already practicing.
Nothing? Like fasting or?
Yes, I was fasting. Yeah, that's why. And wandering throughout, I was lying on the railway platform, lying anywhere, yes, do you understand? Whatever available, yes, Krishna's arrangement, I am content with it, yes, do you understand? Yes, do you follow? Yes.
Chotardas
went back to Godhead. Because he was very dear to Mahaprabhu. But teaching, to teach us, Mahaprabhu inflicted danda. Otherwise, to teach us, lok sikhya, Mahaprabhu inflicted such danda, such punishment. But Sardas was not actually rejected by Mahaprabhu. He was very dear. He went to Mahaprabhu's abode. He was a very good singer, Sankirtan, sings sweetly. And sometimes, then he went there and sings there, in the abode of Mahaprabhu, there. And Mahaprabhu was sitting and some devotees sitting, that song, singing comes. Devotees say, oh, this is like singing of Chota Haridas. Mahaprabhu says, yes, he sings there. You see, if Mahaprabhu would have rejected him, how could he go? Understand? It's only external, but only for lok sikhya, to teach us. If Mahaprabhu would have allowed this thing, what would not have taken? But Mahaprabhu didn't allow, still what is taking place, you understand? Understand? Yes.
When you left home, you were thinking to take sannyas at that time?
Yes. I left home for taking of sannyas.
What was your family's reaction?
Huh?
What was the family's reaction?
Our family means their husband, they cried.
not allowing me to go, I consoled them, don't cry. Mahaprabhu consoled Sachimata and his wife. The same consolation I gave. And I consoled them all right. I'll stay. I'm not going out of your sight. I'll stay in Orissa and you can see me. That consolation I gave. So I stayed and that is granted and Prabhupada sent me to Orissa.
Maharaj, now you see your family or your children or
no,
neighbor.
I don't go to home to see them. They come to see me. I am in Orissa preaching. I am in Bhubaneswar.
He's thinking of taking sannyas. He has five children, so
that's
why he's asking me.
How you met Prabhupada, Maharaj? How you met
Prabhupada? I met Prabhupada in Vrindavan. I wandered throughout India, all places, in search of bona fide guru to whom I'll surrender, who'll give me sannyas. So I couldn't. So in my traveling, I kept Vrindavan last. At last I'll go to Vrindavan. I had strong faith. Krishna, Vrindavan is the land of Krishna, dear place. Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. And Krishna must fulfill my desire there. And it happened. I came to Vrindavan at last. So I met Prabhupada. And immediately when Prabhupada saw me, he told me, I'll give you sannyas. I have not asked. Only seeing me, he just asked, have you taken sannyas? I said, no, I will give you sannyas.
So there's that verse in CC, this is the whole Camaro for joy. That at Nishtha, there's the first rising of prema.
Yes, yeah, that's minimum qualification.
So such person who takes, is still not safe, but little bit permissible.
Little bit permissible, Nishtha. This is the minimum.
Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum. Minimum